IRIB English Radio presents Viewpoints.
Viewpoints.
With the presence of different scholars.
With the presence of different scholars. IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum, dear listeners. This is IRIB English Radio. You are listening to The Viewpoint. I'm Beta, the host of today's episode. And today with me, I have two dear guests, experts of today's episode. Assalamu alaikum.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
Brother, and assalamu alaikum, brother Muhammad.
Wa alaikum assalam. Thank you very much for having me once again.
Yeah, it's a pleasure for me to have you here with me. So, I'm a woman here, and you both are from the opposite gender, so we're going to have a lot of problems with this discussion with each other. But the thing I'm going to tell you is that the leader of the Islamic Revolution, I have a quote that tells the main responsibility of a woman is household chores. You know, but for example, as a girl in this world, I have my own mindset that I'm telling that, okay, I'm going to be a doctor here because I'm a medicine student. Mm-hmm. And in this way, I want to put my all effort in that major. I mean, I want to be here for this, only in this, and I have only this goal. You know, I don't have enough time, for example, for, I don't know, homemaking or something. Mm-hmm. Because I don't want to spend my time. This is my time. Yes, I am who decides about this and how to spend it. So I'm going to do that. Mm-hmm. You know, but always there are some people who tries to convince me, no, for example, after 50 years, you will feel like you are so alone in this world because you have no baby, you have no family, you have so...
How true
but
they are.
This is my decision, you know. It doesn't mean that I didn't consider all these facts about the future of my decision.
Yeah,
your brother Ali.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. May Allah's peace and blessings be upon the Holy Prophet of Islam, Muhammad, and his purified progeny. When we are talking about the duties of a woman in the society and in her own life, it does not mean that we are going to stop her from being a successful person and entity in the society. No, she can be a successful person and at the same time be a good housekeeper. But being a housewife, a successful housewife, at the same time, for example, like you being a successful physician, it does not necessarily mean that you have to do all the chores in the house. No, you can manage them, for example, in the best way possible. You can divide them between you and your husband. When we are insisting on the concept that, for example, the first and foremost duty of a lady is to be a housewife, it's a matter of upbringing of a human being. Yeah. This is very important, which actually guarantees the survival of generation. So this is important. So if the wife in the house, since, for example, she is a doctor, or she is a lawyer, or she has a very, let's say, high-ranking position, denies to have, for example, to be a state of to be a housewife. So actually, does it mean really that she doesn't want to create a person in the future? So if this is if the answer is yes to this question, so this is something else that we are really against it. We say that being a housewife does not necessarily mean to limit a wife from all the activities that she is interested in. So she can have all the jobs and, let's say, enjoyments and, let's say, vacancies that she is interested in. At the same time, to be a good house of the family, a good mother of the family. Because if we are going to prioritize the duties, so what is of the first and first and foremost priority for a lady? To give birth, to give life to a child, and to be the center of the house and to actually play the role of a mother. Later, it goes to the second and third and fourth, let's say, ranks that she can think about that. So if we see that some Islamic scholars and even the leader of the Islamic revolution says this, that the woman should take it into account that being a housewife is very important, it does not necessarily mean that she has not to choose or, let's say, select the other jobs as a duty. No, we can collect between them. We have seen, for example, Lady Fatima salam Allah alayhi, at the same time that she was the house the housewife for Imam Ali alayhi salam, and at the political critical times, she came into the society, and even she gave lectures and she gave sermons to the Islamic Ummah. I mean, she played the role of political woman at that time,
yeah,
in the city state of Medina. If we consider that environment and we want to transfer it to our today's life, so she could be, for example, a great and high-ranking political lady of the time, right?
Yeah.
But at the same time, she was a good mother for Hassanain and Zainabain. So we are taking our role model from her. So this is a lady that we are talking about, like Lady Zainab Salamu Alaihi Aliha. At the same time that she was a teacher before her marriage in Kufa, okay, she was a professional teacher that she was teaching Al-Quran and Tafsir, right? And even at the time of the tragedy of Karbala, she became a nurse at some times. Later, she became a guardian for some. See, the different roles that she has adopted in different levels of her life, so it means that ladies are open to take any responsibility that actually suits them, and they are able and capable to do that.
If you allow me, I'll take a more, I think, original a level before this discussion, right?
Yeah, I'm all
here. A different approach to this. What really defines the purpose of a thing or a person? For example, you don't use a fridge as a stove, don't you? You don't use a stove as a washing machine. You use each one of these devices for the purposes they were made. They were engineered, right? Likewise, let's look at look at mankind. When God created mankind, both male and female, he created them differently. Male has a different structure than a female does, right? So the question arises, what does this structure entail in the society? If this structure is to be different, why is it different? And if it's different, what responsibilities does each structure hold? Man, and considering the majority of the males in the world, they generally have a more stronger body in terms of, their power in, enforcing things than a woman. That's why you don't find a woman who is a bricklayer.
Yeah.
Right? Women are normally in more of a soft profession. But when you go to banks or when you go for cooks and stuff, you'll find a lot of female.
This is the part of a speech of the Supreme Leader of Iran, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, on March 19, 2017. Fatimatu Zahra, God's greetings be upon her, was an Islamic woman. A woman at the highest level of Islamic standards and at the level of a leader. But the same woman who could have been a prophet in terms of spirituality and virtue used to carry out her motherly and wifely duties, and she used to do the housework. These things should be understood. What should one say to these ignorant and deceived individuals? They copy the statements that Westerners make. They should not belittle housework so much. Women's housework means cultivating individuals and producing the best and loftiest product of the universe, that is, humanity. Housework means this, but today our society needs to know what being a mother and a homemaker means. It needs to know what being an excellent homemaker means. With that position and with that status and greatness, Hazrat Fatimatu Zahra was a homemaker. This is not a source of humiliation for her. With that greatness, she cannot be humiliated. Can this greatness be belittled? So her greatness is preserved, but one of the aspects and duties of that greatness was being a spouse, a mother, and a homemaker. We should look at these concepts with such an outlook.
You're telling me about some physical features that, is not needed, for example, kind of mental activity. For example, I want to be a novelist, as an example, just, okay, I want to win the Nobel Prize, but here, this is my brain which is working.
Yeah, like Brother Ali mentioned, it's all about priorities. You see, the thing is, your body structure entails a responsibility for you. And in plus this responsibility that you get from this body structure, you also have other responsibilities considering the situation around you. For example, you have there is no female doctor in the society that you're living in right now, right?
Yeah.
You have that potential to become a doctor. Then it becomes wajibi kifayah, becomes obligatory on you to become a doctor. This is what Islam is saying. But again, look at the priorities. When you look at woman on itself, not considering other special situations, woman itself has to be the caretaker of the home as the number one priority, looking at the structure of the woman. The same, likewise, the man has to be the bread maker of the home as the first priority of the man. But that's why we have to consider both ways.
I know what you mean, but let me tell you something. You are telling me your point of view because, I don't know, you're a man or something. I don't know what is the reason, but every woman, I have to tell you that there is a kind of, I don't know, feeling and atmosphere. Like, for example, if I work outside of the house, I don't know, I'm more powerful, I'm better. And, you know, my mother is a housewife. And, you know, she doesn't work out of the home at all.
Does she have the same thinking?
No, she's really different with me. She's really different with me.
Because you said every woman thinks so.
No, I didn't tell that.
Refer to really. You 1 minute before.
Thank you. Okay. So, I didn't mean to generalize anything, but my mother is a housewife, and she is only in the house, and I know we have a lot of conflict about that, but I have nothing to do with that. But one of, I don't know, my relatives, who is a woman too, which she works outside the house, told her that, oh, you are always in the house. What do you do? What do you do with your time? And, you know, my mother got really upset at that time.
Yeah, because she's devaluing her job.
There is this background between women. Mm-hmm. You are men and you're looking at this, I don't know, phenomenon so beautifully, but it's not that much beautiful.
Mm-hmm. No, because you've devaluated it. That's the perception of the society. Unfortunately, this cultural revolution that's happening, industrial revolution, which is making man and woman equal, they look at what man does as, you know, in perfection and what woman does as imperfection. That's not the true thing.
Yeah, I'm not telling that either.
Ask a question. Fulfilling the responsibilities equally are perfect.
Can you measure prosperity? Can you measure happiness? Can you measure generosity? Can that lady actually measure the kind of happiness that your mom has with you at home, with you and your dad and your family?
Exactly, this is what I mean.
So this is not something that she can actually evaluate and measure. That's why she lacks it. And she wants it to actually criticize your mind that, okay, you don't have it. Look, if you are prosperous and if you have happiness, you cannot show it. You can, as at the same time that you cannot show your pain, let's say.
Yeah.
So if you are saying that I'm in pain and my head is aching, I cannot believe you because I'm saying, no, I cannot see the pain in you. So she cannot see the happiness that your mom has while she is at home with you and family and enjoys her life.
So, for example,
the same lady, if you go and check, I don't know if she's criticizing that he's working and she's very happy and she's asking others to go and work. If you go and check and actually scrutinize her life, you will understand that she lacks all those beauties and all those happinesses and prosperity that your mom have.
Yeah, I have to deny this thing because you are telling me that that person was black and my mom was white, but I think all the people are gray. Mm-hmm. You know, the thing is... the thing which I want to tell you is exactly the thing you told me up to here. You are telling me that my mom feels happy with being home, staying home. Okay, this is the way she is.
Okay.
And I am different.
You can be different. Who stopped you from being different?
All the people. You know, you are telling me that. No.
No. You see, I think what I can express.
No, I want to even encourage you to be outside. I mean, to choose your. I mean, the subject that you have chosen for yourself.
No, let me tell you the problem. All the people think that you can have both. You can have be in the house. You have have husband and so on. But and at the same time, you can be a good physician. But this is not what I want. You know, I have more ambition, which I don't want to talk. I talk so personally in this discussion, but I want to do big things. And for doing big things, you have to sacrifice.
Yeah, but what
things.
Makes you think that physician is a big thing, but having taking care of the home is not
this
a big thing?
This is personal.
Yeah, I understand. But no, I'm trying to get back to this point that our perception, our cultural perception has changed so much after this industrial revolution and this movement of feminism that we perceive... what man does as perfection and ideal and better than what woman does, which is not completely true. A man has a responsibility and he has to fulfill that responsibility. Whoever fulfills that the responsibility that person has, whether it be male or female, they are moving towards perfection.
But you
so
know,
if me as a bread maker of the family, I do my best in doing my bread making, then I've become perfect in that. Then I'm moving towards perfection. And if my wife, for example, she is has a responsibility of a homemaker, right? And she's moving towards that responsibility, fulfilling that responsibility, she's moving towards perfection. Both have the same value when you look at the layer below that. Though the works are different, the tasks are different, what needs to be fulfilled are different, but once it's fulfilled, the values are actually either the same or sometimes, depending on how well it's fulfilled, it's going to be even better.
Thank you for being here with me. Yeah. It was a pleasure. And thank you, dear listeners, for listening to us. It was all the time we had for today's episode. I wish you farewell. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
You came to us with a heart so full of love, and you showed that you're the one who cares the most, and to us you've always been so close. Everyone will say, please save me, accept Allah. يقولها لنا يوم القيامة أمتي أمتي يقولها شفاعة أنا لها